You're listening to Hunter Valley Today with Darren Katrupi. Today is an important day in the future of the Singleton-based Ungaroo Aboriginal Corporation. Ungaroo is a not-for-profit, community-based organisation that assists the Aboriginal community in the Upper Hunter and regional New South Wales to achieve their vision for the future so they have equivalent access and outcomes in education, training, employment and economic participation as enjoyed by the community as a whole. Today, the organisation is releasing its new strategic plan that will help guide them through the next several years and, importantly, provide even more support to the community. Ungaroo CEO Tasha Leia joins me to tell us all about the future vision. Tasha, good morning and welcome back to Hunter Valley Today.
Morning, Darren. Thanks for having us.
First of all, I've got to say, as someone who was a public servant for a while, this is the most beautiful looking strategic plan I've ever seen. Well done.
Yeah, there's a lot of time. The board, we spent a couple of days workshopping that, the strategic plan, and a lot of effort's gone into some local, artwork that's been done by one of the local artists, Aunty Denise Hedges, and so they're very proud of the effort that they've, have all taken the time to put in for this plan, and that's why we really wanted to sort of showcase the achievement of it, because they're very proud of the outcome.
I know Ungaroo as, an awesome organisation that provides, great support to the Aboriginal community through health services and culture and so forth. But I noticed in the plan, there's actually something in there about protecting the copyright of artists. Is that really a problem in community?
Yes, it can be. So the guys that lead up sort of the Aboriginal Business Initiative program really support artists around that process. So it's just ensuring the copyright and the rights of the artist are not taken advantage of, that they're selling at a market price, and then it just also helps build, the economy of the local artist and their business.
What is the future looking like for Ungaroo? Where do you want to go?
Well, look, we're really excited about the period of growth, that we have had. And if anything, COVID in that time helped us consolidate and really work out what the future direction of Ungaroo is. And because it's a very much multifaceted organisation, we wanted to ensure that, some things grow too quick and too fast, but we're doing it in a really measured approach. And it's also about, the organisation is led by traditional owners, and it's that, 60 years of culture and stories that are the founding, underpinning the whole foundation of the organisation. And it's this cultural integrity that drives our decisions to make sure we really keep that balance between culture and also business.
I noticed, and as with strategic plans, they all, have, dare I say, a bit of a laundry list of actions or all things to achieve. Now, one of them I notice is increasing staff awareness of Ungaroo and Wananua history. So, I mean, that's pretty critical when it comes to culture, because your staff are dealing with people from that community.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, we're also going into an area where we're looking after young people and keeping them safe, and they can be coming from a place of trauma, and they've been displaced from their country, So it's around having that respect for country, keeping that connection to cultural initiatives and community.
Health is obviously a big part of what Ungaroo does, and that's one of the visions within the organisation. Is there still room to grow with the services you're offering? I mean, you only introduced the new integrated care team program, a couple of months ago now?
Yeah, and that's going, great guns. And it's just identifying, the whole idea is really closing the gap, as I've spoken to before, around chronic disease management for some of our patients. And you realise the need of some of the patients, and being in a rural remote area, the access to sort of services is really, really limited. So this program really helps, close that gap and provide support so that people can really maintain their health care with more specialist services and things like that. But we are increasing, we're looking at expanding, with our GP sort of services and different initiatives. We've now got two Aboriginal health practitioners on here as well, working, and they've got really great clinical experience that are really supporting the GPs and understanding how an Aboriginal medical service really, really works. And being that support for community, which is great.
I'm talking with Tasha Leia, the CEO of the Ungaroo Aboriginal Corporation, who today are launching their new strategic plan. On page 15 of the plan, Tash, the photo just made me automatically smile and have a bit of a laugh. I don't know who the young chap is, but he's got the smile that could light the whole country up.
Yeah, it was just, we love that photo. And I think, pictures speak 1,000 words. And I think these are some of the guys that in part of our, one of the initiatives that we have is the Barangaroo program. And that is supporting Indigenous apprentices and trainees to maintain their jobs and placements. So we mentor them and provide that support, particularly if they're off country, and they need that support. And it's a wraparound approach that we have. They might be a member of the Barangaroo program. However, we can help support in a holistic way by providing, adequate, culturally appropriate healthcare services to them. So we're getting that, a whole approach that we look after their healthcare, also their mental health, and then, support them with their employment or their business.
Now, one thing I didn't know about Ungaroo, and you and I have spoken quite a few times in recent months, is you guys also provide experienced Aboriginal consultancy services when it comes to things like protection of artefacts and significant cultural sites as well.
Yeah, so Alan Padgett, he's a chair of the board, and Alan's very experienced for the last 30-odd years in doing cultural heritage site work, very passionate about maintaining culture and heritage, and it's one of the key cornerstones of the organisation in the establishment of Ungaroo back in 1994 was cultural heritage site work. So we really want to maintain that as one of our core business units within the service.
Who actually put this together? This wasn't just you sitting in your office after hours writing it on the side, was it?
No, like I said, we workshopped with the board. It's a collective, and it was information we got, back from our staff members and the programs as to what the services, provide, as well as, from the board in the direction of where Ungaroo is wanting to go, so that we really have a plan and that we're supporting our members and our community members as well.
Just finally, is there anything you want the community to do with the plan or maybe just read it for their awareness of all the awesome things you guys do?
Oh, look, and I think it's just, a process of being open and transparent as to the multifaceted aspect of Ungaroo. And a lot of people, Ungaroo are not sure. They know we do a few things, but not sure exactly what we do. So this is really a clear roadmap as to our business unit, our direction, some of our strategic directions, as you could see in the plan. We've identified 5 strategic directions that we want to build on past achievements and then also to help us grow into the future. So I think it's just something that people can see, in a clear picture as to what Ungaroo really offers for community and the area that we actually cover.
Yep. Well, congratulations again. You have done an awesome effort, you and the team, putting this together. As I said, it's a very easy read and visually as well, it's quite spectacular. And, it's not hard to take in the information at all. And I've still got to make my way to the Wataka Cafe and try some of the healthy eating options you have. So congratulations again, and thanks for joining us on Hunter Valley today.
Thanks, Darren.
That's Tasha Leia, CEO of the Ungaroo Aboriginal Corporation, on Hunter Valley today on 981 2NM.